Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
You are the salt of the earth, and you are the light of the world. I think most of us have heard this gospel once or twice, and many of us could probably, finish off those verses, almost to a point that we kind of bypass it. I get it, Jesus, light of the world, salt of the earth. Yeah, got it. But do we? Because these are profound kind of imagery, right? Jesus could have used anything. But here he says, use salt and light. And I love it because it's more of a metaphor and not a simile for those who are English people. Right? He didn't say you're like salt. Right? He says you are salt. You are light. Now this is good to understand and to figure out, what does salt and light do? Right? What's the purpose of salt and light? Well, many uses. Right? Salt gives flavor, right? But it also purifies, it preserves, right? It heals. Right? Light obviously gives light, kind of in the name. But also, it can actually heal and purify. It can cook, right? Heat things up. There's a lot of uses. But if we've noticed all those things I mentioned, everything that you're thinking of, like those are active. Right? It's like doing something. You can't be kind of salt and just like sit there. You're not being kind of what your purpose is intended. Right? If you just leave salt on the shelf in your kitchen, well, it's not actually doing right what it's supposed to be doing. Same reason light. You put it under a bushel basket, like what's the point? You're not using it as it's supposed to be used. Also, we hear in our gospel today at the very end that the purpose that Jesus calls us to be salt and light is so that when people see it, it glorifies God. And so the great question that we need to ask ourselves today, is that what's happening in our actions? Right, when people see us, see what we're doing, does it actually glorify God? Is it actually being light and salt the way it's supposed to be? Because also important to note, you can use salt and light poorly. Right, too much salt, and that dish is terrible. Right, you gotta throw it out. I've learned from experience. You know, you tip it over to the salt shaker, and the salt shaker just like pops off. I mean, I'm all about sodium, but that's a little too much. But also, if you use just a pinch of salt, like literally a grain, what's the point? It didn't change anything, right? Too much light and you can actually blind somebody, right? You can burn things. But also not enough light, well, people are stumbling around, things don't get cooked. And so if we're gonna actually use salt and light properly, if we're gonna be salt and light the way the Lord is calling us to, we have to do it in the right amount. And that's actually one of the points of kind of being a disciple of Jesus and of living a virtuous life, a holy life. It is the balance between two extremes. Right? It's not hot nor cold, but it's right in the middle. Right? Using our gifts in the right amount at the right time, in the circumstances and the places the Lord has called us. Not for our glory, but for His. And so as we are really honestly just moments away from beginning to start Lent, right, maybe time's a good time to start thinking about, how are we doing? What does our life look like? Do our actions actually glorify God? And I think if we're honest with ourselves, the answer really is no. Where we're doing one of the extremes. We rarely are using our gifts well. Definitely not balanced. Usually we're either too salty, too hot, but not right in the middle. And the key is we need to be the salt and light to the world. Right? The world is honestly in a rough shape right now. A lot of chaos. Right? A lot of people who are in need of God. A lot of darkness going around. A lot of flavorless people and actions. Also, as a side note, not really a side note, kind of the main point. Salt is basically in everything. Think of any dish that's a good dish. The recipe calls for salt. Like, we're made up of salt. Like, we need it. It's the essential component of our lives. It goes into everything. Which means in everything that you do, right, in every circumstance that you find yourself in, you are called to be that salt, that light. Because for some people, right, the only way they're going to know the Lord is through you. That's a scary thought. But it's true. Right, the Lord has called all of us to go out on mission, right, to actually interact with people. And thank God, because if it was just up to me, right, to kind of convert the whole world, I would get like a block. Right, there are countless, I would say thousands of people, right, that all of you guys get to interact with that I will never see. And so you guys are truly called to be a light to the world, that salt. And so maybe today you ask the Lord, Lord, how am I doing? What's my salt level like? What's my light level? And what is what I'm doing actually glorifying you or not? And if you find out there's an imbalance, maybe you ask the Lord, Lord, help me to get that balance again. Help me to have the right amount of salt, the right amount of light. one that gives glory to you, one that is actually helpful and not hindering. We see that again and again, right? That's what the saints are doing. They're living that life in balance, constantly asking the Lord, striving to find that middle ground. And so we are all called to be the salt of the world, light to the world, light to the earth. Will we do it? And if so, will we do it in such a way that actually gives glory to God? Or will we do it in a way that gives glory to ourselves?